This is Mary Foresta interviewing William Christenberry at the Christenberry Studio, 2729 Macomb Street, Northwest in Washington, D.C.
2739.
Scratch that. 2739 Macomb Street, Northwest in Washington, D.C. on March 3rd, 2010 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. And this is Disc 1. Also with us today is Sandy Christenberry, Bill Christenberry's wife. And one of the things that I'd like to start with is by saying that this is an oral history done for a project on American photography of the late 20th century. And I think it's important to point out that Bill Christenberry is known for a number of things, photography being one of them, and to think about his work in a very holistic way is absolutely essential. So we'll be talking about photography a lot, but we'll also be talking about the broader scope of Christenberry's art in all media. And with that as a starting point, I'd like to start at the beginning, Bill, and wondered if you could just give us some basics of where you were born and a little bit about your family and upbringing.
I was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in November 5th, 1936, and went to high school there, and of course on eventually to the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the main campus, where I majored in painting and to some degree sculpture. The major was painting in those days. It was not photography at all. I don't mean that in a demeaning way to photography, just the way it was. But the desire had a desire to come to grips with that landscape in which I grew up, the positive and the negative, the dark and the light. And I had a little brownie camera that Santa Claus had brought my sister and me in the early 40s. It has nothing but a shutter release, and it's called a Brownie Holiday. There are several different kinds of brownies. The other one is called Brownie Hawkeye, but this is the Brownie Holiday, and it just had the little shutter release. I used 127 color film, which was very easy to find then in any drugstore and sometimes grocery stores. Almost impossible to find now, although I have a source when I need it.
And I'm just going to break in here and for the purpose of the interview, just let everyone know that Bill is now holding this little brownie in his hands. Bill, is this the very same brownie, or is this lately acquired one?
No, this is it.
This is it.
It was used, Santa Claus Brownie, I call it. That's not the name of it. It's called a Brownie Holiday Flash Camera, although I never used a flash. I don't think I ever really had the flash attachment. And I wrote on the back, glued on here years ago, Santa Claus Brownie used from 1960 until 1979. Then the film became very difficult, if not impossible to find, where it was so prevalent for so long. But I made contact, this is a nice story, it takes 40 minutes.
We've got a lot of time, and a lot of digital little...
Somebody put me on to, referenced me to a company up on the Hudson, way up above New York City, called Film for Classics, Film for Classic Cameras. And I found the number, phone number, and called, and the gentleman's name is Dick Haviland, and I told him my problem, that I was looking for some old film, fresh film. It had to be fresh. And he said, well, I think I can help you. He said, I spool film for old cameras. In other words, he buys a certain size from Kodak, and he can spool it to fit these cameras. Well, not only did that become exciting, but a real asset, because I could resume using this again. And but out of it, we became very good friends. And he and his wife visited us here. Dick Haviland is his name. And so I can still get film for these cameras.